You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for the Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. More than 2 years after a devastating fire forced its closure, one of downtown Sherbrooke's most recognizable restaurants is preparing to welcome customers once again. Café Bla Bla, a local institution since 1972, has undergone a complete rebuild following the January 2024 fire, with more than $1 million invested to restore and modernize the space while preserving its longtime character. I spoke with owner Maxime Poutier about the challenges of rebuilding, the support that kept the project alive, and his vision for the restaurant's return as a gathering place for the community. Here is that conversation. It has been a long, incredibly challenging 2.5 years since the fire in January 2024. There were moments you mentioned being right on the edge of pulling the plug, essentially ending it. What was the driving force, the motivation, that kept you going to invest over $1 million into this massive rebuild?
I think there was a lot of different motivation. First of all, one time I remember I want to stop the project, and my kids told me, you cannot do this. It's our favorite place and all your place. So you cannot do this to the blah blah. So then I sleep and I realize it was not only the best restaurant for my children, but for many people in Sherbrooke. There's so memory in this place that as a guy in restoration, it's an honor to drive an institution like this. So I think what keep me driving, it was that as a guy of restoration, it's a dream to drive this kind of place. You cannot ask better than this place to drive. So this was my top, I think, when I want to put out the plug.
The Café Bla Bla has been a Sherbrooke institution since 1972, and you've described it as the living room of the Sherbrooquois. How did you manage to balance completely demolishing and modernizing it, rebuilding the space while keeping the nostalgic soul, the multi-level layout, and the classic woodwork that regulars expect?
How did I manage it? It was like I did my best as I study as a designer, so I did my best with my team to keep the spirit, the skeleton of the place. So as you say, the floor, the two floor and the bar is at the same place. The colors of the it's all about red and all the French bistro. Then after we worked to modernize it and make it, we try to keep all that I said before as the last 50 years. And after this, we begin to think we have to work for the next 50 years. So we work to improve the circulation, the table, the views of the table. We bring back all the windows, the windows before the restaurant, because the restaurant has been built in 72, but the building has been built in 1919. So the windows was almost a double size. So we got huge windows, and it's an amazing perks of the restaurant, because we see all the Wellington Street, we see the king, we see the statue of the Second War, the First War. We see the heart on the building, like the graffitis of the art, like the mural of the heart, sure we love. So it's this is the way that we work. We try to work with the past for the memory, and we work for the future for the next memory.
So Café Bla Bla is now open, correct?
It's open as a soft opening. Yesterday was the first night that we served food. It was for our family, for our close friend, and for the three next day, it's going to be for a friend too. And Sunday will be for the restoration friend, because we keep them away because we know they are difficult. So we try to get better and keep them for the last opening, a soft opening. And we're going to be open for real as the 8th of July, next Wednesday.
So downtown Sherbrooke is going to be buzzing with the Sure Blues Festival. So visitors won't be able to go to Café Bla Bla for the next couple of days, correct?
Correct, because we wanted to be open for the, it was the goal to be open before the Sure Blues, and we just received our alcohol license like last Monday. So we got to manage the risk. So we decide to be a soft opening. So if we didn't receive our license, we just didn't serve alcohol to our friend. But now it's all good. But yeah, we're gonna miss the Sure Blues for another year. But we're gonna be there for next year for sure.
So you are rolling out a massive new feature with a beer garden style terrace that is actually three times the size of the original. How do you see this new outdoor space changing the vibe on Wellington South, especially during our beautiful summer months?
We told the people before, we've been closed for 2 years and a half, and I've been working on the restaurant for all those times. So I got many time to think and see what we can do better for the downtown. And I was looking at the Liverpool and the other building, the one who was burned. And I got an idea, and I called the city and I said, why not we make a pop-up terrace? Like, until they build something, why we keep this like a, I don't want to say a dirty corner, but a sad corner. We can make some terrace and make some attraction for the people in Sherbrooke. So the cities of Sherbrooke been really nice with us, and they rent us the right to put a terrace. So we're gonna make like a beer garden. Like, so we don't know yet how we're gonna manage all those people, but we maybe gonna do like a beer garden. I mean, you're gonna have to stand up and order your beer at the blah blah, but you can take your beer and go sit at the terrace, and the food's gonna be the same. And we're gonna hire and hire and hire some people. We need some people if people want to work actually in the kitchen and in the front. And when we're gonna be enough stack of staff, we're gonna improve the service there. But actually, it's going to be like a beer garden style in the beginning.
Is it true that the original recipe book was unfortunately lost in the fire flood waters?
Not all, but many. Many was like on a whole book. The whole book get lost. Not all the, only the receipt, but after 2 years and a half, there's some kind of food that, like this kind of beef, the guy who we buy our beef clothes, or you know, this company don't import this cheese or this sausage anymore. So many things was kind of hard to remake, and so we try, but we choose to just turn the page and let our chief experiment himself. My chief is a guy from France. He studies a lot in the kitchen. He worked in a Michelin restaurant before. He worked a lot in bistro, so he's a young man, but he's a really talented guy, and he got a lot of energy. I think people will love what he can bring in Sherbrooke.
So you officially welcome back the public next Wednesday on July 8th, like you mentioned, starting with evening service from Wednesday to Sunday. What is the long-term vision for the rollout over the next 6 months to a year regarding lunch, a seven-day schedule, or even bringing back breakfast?
Yeah, we want to, if you look at all my business, I try to be open 7 days a week. I mean, first we pay tax, we pay the rent, and we pay on 7 days. We pay every month or so. I try to open every day, because I think this is my business plan in all the restaurant. I love to be open as more as I can, because it's helped me to pay my I don't know how to say it in English, but fix my payment. I think in this downtown, we need some business to open 7 days a week. We we have to, as a businessman, as a commercial, we have to stop to think what the downtown can make for us, but what we can make for downtown. If you open 2 days a week and you say the downtown is dead, you're part of the problem. If everybody opens 7 days a week, then we're gonna see some life and some good time, some live in the downtown. So we want to be open at the end of the summer. We want to be open 7 days a week, lunch and supper, and we planning to open the breakfast too, 7 days a week. But maybe gonna take a years. But the plan is to be open 6 to midnight every day. If we can do this, I will be happy of the work that we accomplish.
That was Café Blabla owner Maxime Potier. The restaurant is currently in a soft opening period for family, friends, and invited guests before officially reopening to the public on July 8th. Alongside the rebuilt dining room, the project also includes a new outdoor beer garden-style terrace designed to bring more activity to Wellington Street South during the summer months. Potier says he hopes the restaurant's return will contribute to a more vibrant downtown, with plans to gradually expand to a 7-day service, including lunch and eventually breakfast. For updates on the reopening, menus, and operating hours, residents can visit Café Blabla's website or social media page for more information. Reporting for CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.